Scene 5 of The Soul's Awakening. The Spirit Realm. The scene is set in floods of meaningful color, reddish deepening into fiery red above, blue merging into dark blue and violet below. In the lower part, a symbolically indicated earth sphere. The figures that appear seem to blend into a complete whole with the colors. On the right, the group of gnomes, as in scene 2, in front of them, Hillary, and in the immediate foreground, the soul forces. Behind Hillary, and placed somewhat higher, Ahriman. In the left foreground, Felix Baldus' soul. Lucifer, somewhat in the background, to the right of and towering over Felix Baldus' soul. Strader's soul at the right, at a distance from Felix. The soul forces are near Strader's soul. Felix Baldus' soul, having the form of a penitent, but arrayed in a light violet robe, girdled with gold. My thanks, wise spirit, ruler of the worlds, my liberator from dark solitudes. Your word awakens life and active work. I will make use of what you give to worlds, on which I may, reflecting, muse, when you allow my world to sink again to dullness. You'll carry to these worlds upon your rays what can create for me new shaping powers. Lucifer, bluish-green, shining undergarment, reddish outer garment, shaped like a mantle and gleaming brightly, which extends into wing-like shapes. This upper part is not an aura, but he wears a mitre-like headdress, deep red with wings, on his right wing a blue sword-like shape. A yellow spheric shape is supported by his left wing. My servant, such activity as yours needs time within the sun sphere, which we've entered. The earth star now receives but gloomy light. This is the time when souls like yours can best be working on themselves. Out of my fount of light I let the seeds of self-awareness brightly shine on you. Go, gather them to make your ego strong. In your earth life, the seeds will come to flower. Your soul will search for them as blossoms there, and take delight in its own self by planning with wishful joy what it desires. Felix Baldus' soul, gazing at the group of gnomes. There, far away, a luminous life is fading. It floats in misty forms into the depths, and floating wants to gather heaviness. Hillary soul, with the figure, though resembling a man's, of a steel blue-gray elemental spirit, the head less bowed and the limbs more human. The mist of wishes is reflection only, thrown on the realms of spirit by the earth star, that star for which you weave within this world a thinking life from substances of soul. For you it is but fleeting misty weaving. Yet these are beings sensing density. They work on earth with cosmic intellect in ancient fiery depths that thirst for form. Felix Baldus' soul. I will not let their heaviness oppress me. It gives resistance to the urge to float. Ahriman. Such splendid words. I'll seize them fast and hold them unspoiled for myself. You cannot further cherish them yourself, yet you would hate them on the earth. Strada's soul. Only his head is visible. It is in a yellowish-green aura with red and orange stars. Words audibly resounding, echoing? They carry meaning, but their meaning fades. Desire for life is seizing on the echo. Its tone, in which direction will it turn? The other Philea, arrayed like a copy of Lucifer, though the radiance is lacking. Instead of the sword, she has a kind of dagger, and in place of the planet, a red ball, like a fruit. It travels onward with desire for weight, to reach that place where radiant being fades and enters depths in form of misty pictures. Uphold the meaning of that sound within your sphere. I'll take its force into the mist that you may rediscover it on earth. Philea, an angelic figure, yellow merging into white, with wings of a bright violet, a lighter shade than Maria has later. I'll tend for you the mist-created beings, that they unknowingly may guide your will. I will entrust your will to cosmic light, where they create the warmth your being needs. Astrid, an angelic figure, robed in light violet, with blue wings. I'll radiate the blissful life of stars to them, that they condense it into forms. They will endow with strength your earthly body, from knowledge far, yet near to heart's content. Luna, an angelic figure, robed in blue-red, with orange wings. The ponderous substance formed from weightiness I'll hide from you within your next sense body, that you in thinking turn it not to evil, and thus unleash a storm in earth existence. Strata's soul. The three were speaking words here, sun imbued. I see them working actively around me, creating forms and figures manifold. I feel the urge to shape them into one, endowed with strength of soul and filled with meaning. Awake in me, O royal solar power, that I may dim you by the opposition which my desire brings from the lunar sphere. There stirs a golden glow imbued with warmth, and silver gleam that sparkles with cold thoughts. Still glimmer, wishful urge of Mercury. Unite for me the sundered cosmic life. And now I sense an image has again been partly formed, which I must work on here to weave it out of cosmic spirit forces. Exit Ahriman. Capacius's soul appears at the first lines of Strater. Only his head is visible, in a blue aura with red and yellow stars. On that far shore of soul a picture rises that's never touched my being since I wrenched myself away from former earth existence. It rays forth grace, benignly, gently weaves. The warming glow of wisdom flows from it and grants my being clarifying light. If I could make this picture one with me, I would obtain the bliss for which I thirst, and yet I do not know what force could bring the picture actively into my sphere. Luna, what in two earthly lives you've gained, feel now. The first flowed by, in ancient times long past, in solemn growth. The later one, you lived, made dark by selfish craving. Fill it now with powers of grace the earlier life endows, and Jupiter's fire souls will be revealed on the horizon of your spirit sight. By wisdom will you then be strengthened, so that the picture you behold upon the far shore of your sphere of soul can ever closer move to you. Capacius's soul. Am I indebted to that other soul that now prepares for being, while it shows a warning vision in my sphere of soul? Astrid, you are indebted, but the other soul does not, in your next earth life, ask redress. The vision wants to give you powers of thought, that you as man may recognize that man who shows you in a picture his earth future. The other Philea. The picture may indeed move closer still, but cannot pierce the sphere of your own life. Hold back, therefore, its urge toward your existence, that you may find yourself again on earth before it flows into your inmost being. Capacius's soul. I can foresee what I will owe the vision if I should bring it closer to my sphere, yet free from it, keep firm within myself. From Philea's domain I can behold in form of pictures, thought imbued, those powers which from its near approach I shall draw forth. Philea, when Saturn soon will shed its rays on you of many-colored light, use well the hour. The picture of the one akin to you will plant the roots of thoughts through Saturn's power into your own soul's sheaths. They will reveal the meaning of life's course on earth for you, when once that star is carrying you again. Capacius's soul. The counsel you have given shall be my guide, as soon as Saturn shines its light on me. Lucifer, I wish still to awaken in these souls, before they leave behind this sphere of sun, with forces for their later life on earth, the sight of worlds whose light will cause them pain. In grief they must be fructified with doubt. I will now conjure up those spheres of soul which they have not the strength to look upon. The souls of Benedictus and Maria appear in the center of the stage. Benedictus in dress and in figure is a microcosmic counterpart of the entire scenic effect. Below, his robe becoming broader, shades into blue-green. Around his head is an aura of red, yellow, and blue. The blue blends into the blue-green of the entire robe. Maria is an angelic figure, yellow shading into gold, without feet, and with light violet wings. Benedictus's soul. You weigh down heavily my cosmic sphere with these condensed, earth-laden spheres of yours. Should you let self-indulgence grow too strong, then you will find that in this spirit life my own sun nature cannot shine within you. Maria's soul. He was unknown to you when you wore last the garment woven of earthly substance. And yet the sun word's power with which benignly he guides you in ancient times on earth continues to bear fruit in your soul sheaths. Oh, feel the deepest urge within your being, and you shall strongly sense that he is near. Felix Balda's soul. Out of spheres strange to me are sounding words whose tones do not create enlightening life, and so they are not fully real to me. Strader's soul. A radiant being there on spirit shores, yet it is silent, though I struggle hard to hear the meaning of those luminous powers. Felicia Balda's soul, figure of a penitent, robe yellow-orange with silver girdle. She appears quite close to Maria. You souls, now conjured up by Lucifer, the penitent can hear your speech as tone, and yet alone the sun word gives him light. Its noble splendor silences your voices. The other soul can see your starry light. The script of stars is still unknown to him. Capacius's soul. The script of stars. This word awakens thoughts. It bears them on the waves of soul to me. Those thoughts that in far distant days on earth revealed themselves to me so gloriously. They radiate, but vanish as they grow. Forgetfulness spreads out its shadowy gloom. The guardian, in symbolic robe, angel-like, enters and moves near Benedictus's and Maria's souls. You souls that by command of Lucifer have now drawn near the spheres of other souls, in this domain you are within my power. The souls whom you are seeking seek you too. But at this cosmic hour, within their spheres, their being shall not touch you by mere thought. Take heed, and do not penetrate their orbits. Yet if you dare, it will harm both you and them. I would be forced to take away from you this starry light, and banish you from them to other spheric realms for cosmic ages. Curtain, End of Scene 5.